Friday, December 20th. Today is the last day of school. This means I'm officially on winter break. Woohoo! Christmas is my most favorite holiday. Why? Because you get lots of presents and a long vacation from school. It's like having a birthday and a mini summer vacation all rolled into one. How cool is that? The only downside is that by the time you hit middle school, most parents really start slacking off on their gift-giving responsibilities. Every year, I get the same old cruddy gifts, pajamas, socks, fruitcake, and an electric toothbrush with no batteries in it. Duh! I'm so disgusted. I have such a large inventory of cheap, junky gifts, I could actually open my own dollar store or something. Maxwell's Dollar Store. Clearance! Everything only $1. Fruitcake, fruitcake. Princess Sugar Plum, color me set. Fruitcake, fruitcake. But this year is going to be different. And yes, it was probably a little tacky of me to accidentally leave copies of my wish list plastered all over the house for Mom to find. I'm sure my wish list was way more exciting reading than those dusty old Reader's Digests my dad keeps in the bathroom. Anyway, when Mom announced that she had not just one, but two early Christmas presents for Brianna and me to open, I was pleasantly shocked and surprised. Had I known my brilliant, in-your-face marketing strategy was going to work so well, I would have used it years ago. The larger present was so big, I guess that it probably contained my new laptop computer, cell phone, art supplies, and cash. I hope it's a chocolate cake, Brianna screamed excitedly. I'm going to have a Princess Sugar Plum chocolate cake for my birthday. We both ripped open our gift at the same time. I almost fainted when I saw what was inside. Mom, what the... A Princess Sugar Plum dress? Apparently, Mom had paid our neighbor lady, Mrs. Wallabanger, to make us these sickeningly frilly, matching Princess Sugar Plum dresses. Then Mom got all emotional and teary-eyed. Girls, the best part is that tomorrow you'll be wearing these beautiful dresses to a very special event. I was like, Mom, are you crazy? But I just said that inside my head, so no one else heard it but me. I hoped that the event was going to be at a junkyard, an abandoned parking garage, a cow pasture, or a sewage treatment plant. Anywhere there'd be a limited number of life forms to see me in that ugly dress. Mom giggled and begged us to open our second present. Judging from the very small size, I was hoping it was a box of matches. Then I'd be able to burn my new dress in the fireplace. But no such luck. Surprise! For family sharing time, we're going to see the Nutcracker Ballet, Mom exclaimed. I was so frustrated, I wanted to scream. Ah! Why was my mom giving me an ugly dress and a boring ballet theater ticket when I've been begging for a new cell phone for, like, forever? Had she not even bothered to read the 27 copies of my wish list that I had discreetly left lying around the house? Hey, if I'm gonna watch a stage show, it better include slamming vocals, crazy good dancers, special effects, fireworks, loud guitar solos, and crowd surfing. I am so not looking forward to this. If Mom really wants to torture me, she should just make me stay home and babysit Brianna while blasting Dad's lame disco music until my ears bleed. I'm just saying.